Hello there.
Hello there.
A lovely slurp of tea.
Love that. If you listen to Friday's episode, you'll understand yes. The tea references here.
Yeah, that's coming up later on in the week, so something to look forward to. Anyway, this is What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? My name's Jamie.
And my name is Sean.
And we love chatting about Star Wars. Da, 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 da. Dun. Nah, 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 nah. There he goes. Now, we normally ask a what if sort of question, and it's a bit of headcanon for us. We don't do any research, we don't look into stuff, we just ask a silly question and go, what if something happened?
What if somebody died?
Yeah.
Normally. What yeah, if so and so died?
What if somebody died, or what if they this didn't person die. Did this, or what if that yes, or what if Qui-Gon didn't die? I would say listen back to episode one to find out what we think, but...
Please stick with it if you do start with episode one.
Man.
And then come backwards this way.
we've come so far in terms of quality, and it's almost embarrassing listening back to that first episode, because it's not... The content we're happy with, the sound quality is...
It's just so different to what we have now. But we weren't where we are.
We've learned so much.
Yeah.
Our training is nearly complete.
Yeah.
But
we're both Padawans without a master.
Yeah. And to be fair, it's still the same. Neither of us know what we're doing, but we're still here. And
just chugging along.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. I think this is something like episode 44 in total, which is insane.
Oh, it's absolutely nuts. Yeah.
But we're loving doing this, and thank you for coming along on the journey with us.
Yeah, thank you.
So this episode, this week, we're going to do a little blind ranking. We've decided to just do something a little simpler, a little bit lighter, a little bit easier. And I'm going to be asking Sean questions. I'm going to ask him to blind rank Jedi. Now, I think this is going to be a list of actual Jedi, not Sith.
Yeah.
And if we keep that in mind, if I ask you about a certain person...
Think about the Jedi time.
Think about the Jedi time and not the Sith time. Although sometimes you might go, yeah, but as a Sith...
They were a lot cooler.
They were a lot cooler, and actually I really like to stick them near the top. Anyway... Yeah. Question for you. How many would you like to do? Should we do 10?
10, yeah. 1 to 10.
Because that keeps it nice and broad, and there's a good chance of getting somebody you like at the top.
Yeah.
And somebody you don't like near the bottom.
Yeah. So is 1 going to be the best?
1 is the best.
And number 10 will be Yoda.
Yes.
I'm joking, people. Oh, I can feel the daggers now.
It'll be Qui-Gon. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
And actually, that is a good point. Where is he? Qui-Gon's not even in my list. How ridiculous. This is what happens when you take a list off of Google.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Also, people, some of these names may be from, you know, episodes, not just main films. So if you don't know a name or don't know a certain Jedi that we're talking about, get in touch. And I'm pretty sure we can do a little update telling you where they're from and what they look like so you can have a reference point.
Yeah, and I'm probably in the same boat as you because if these are... Our Clone Wars references, I've probably never even heard of them before. But here we go.
This is it.
I do recognise most of these names, so we should be all right. I recognise, but maybe not. If I saw them in the street, I might not know.
That's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Shh, it's embarrassing. He's going to hear you. Right, so.
Here we go.
So here we go. Out of 10. Diddly 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 dun. We are going to go, first of all, Kit Fisto. The Fister himself.
The absolute Fister.
Mr. Fister. Kit Fisto.
Right.
Left.
I'm going to do the same as what I did before. I'm going to put him at number 5 and have the first choice slap bang in the middle.
Okay.
So he's number 5.
Number 5 is Kit Fisto. Right. Moving on from that then, we are going to go for...
Jar Jar.
Yeah, but he's just pure Sith, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I don't know if we can put Jar Jar in there. But I'm going to go for Mace Windu.
Oh. The thing is about Mace is the memes.
Mace Windu
and the memes incorporating his other films into his Mace Windu character make him cooler
than he actually is
in the films, which is a shame because it's that meme where Yoda's fighting Palps and he's at the top going, "You want to kill that one? Look what he did to us." And it's got the music. You know the meme?
Yeah.
That meme makes me want to put Mace at number two, but I can't because that's not actual Mace Windu.
No.
I know he's got purple lightsaber and he is cool and he does. I wish they gave him a better part. And for that, he's got to go number six.
Number six, okay.
If they gave him more.
More.
You know, maybe they might do a Mace Windu series and then he'll be bumped right up there.
Mm.
You know, if we had a little bit more badassery. Because it's just Samuel L. Jackson. Come on, man.
Yeah, he's... I mean, he's
cool. And he only had a 2-second bit in that.
Yeah, but he was in there.
He was still in that and he was cool.
And he was, yeah. And he's one of the first names up on that, I think, as well.
Yeah, even though he has such a small bit, yeah.
Anyway, that's talking about True Romance. Yeah,
sorry, people. You can't see where I'm pointing, but True Romance.
Sean's remembered that he's on an audio-only podcast and decides to point. Anyway, moving on from True Romance, which we might come back to, actually, if we've got a bit of time at the end. Why not?
Yeah.
Next, how about... your friend of mine, Ezra Bridger.
Oh, see, I really like Ezra. I'm gonna have to pop him at. Thing is, because he's cheeky chappy as well. Number three.
I thought you were gonna say that.
Yeah, because he's. If you know him from Rebels, grown up to the Ahsoka series, it's just the plot armor's insane.
Mm.
But it, you know, he is actually quite strong. So yeah, number three.
Nice, very nice. Okay, so now we're gonna go something slightly different here, and we're gonna go straight in for Yoda.
Thing is, everybody loves Yoda.
I mean, in terms of strength of a Jedi,
oh, he's up there.
He should be number one as the strongest Jedi.
Yeah, but this is my blind rankings.
But do you rank him as your favorite Jedi?
I do not. Number four.
Ooh, number four. Okay.
Number four.
So, a little recap then. So, we've got Ezra Bridger at number three.
Yep.
Yoda at number four.
Yep.
Mr. Fister at number five.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Mace Windu at number six. All very middling.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just waiting to see what comes up.
Next, we're going to go four. Ray.
Oh, Ray.
Oh, dear. The unintentional hero.
The unintentional hero.
The one who shouldn't have perhaps been the hero. And that's not sexist. I just think that Finn would have been a better hero.
Yeah. I'm going to have to put her in number nine.
Number nine. Wow. Deep down the list. Deep down the list. Okay.
It's not because Daisy Ridley plays it crap. It's just because I could have imagined Star Wars evolving differently if they didn't. Like, it didn't have to be a bloke, but if they just made Rey's storyline a bit more.
It needed to be stronger, didn't it? It was lacking something.
Yeah.
I totally understand. Okay, now we're going to head straight back to the Clone Wars.
Okay.
And we're going to go for Ahsoka Tano.
Ahsoka Tano. I do like Ahsoka. And she is very, very strong. In fact, you know, Filoni puts her out there almost as a Gandalf type character.
All in white lightsabers.
When she comes back at the end of Rebels and she's all in white because she's grown up a little bit. And then you see her in Mandalorian and stuff and you go, she's got white lightsabers. That's great. For me, though, personally... she's got to be on the same level as Mace, so about seven. She's got such a big thing, but in my personal taste of what's gone on, I find Ezra more than Ahsoka, if that makes sense. And I know Ahsoka had a lot of stuff, and we will do an episode just on Ahsoka and how she impacts the Force another time.
Mm.
But in my personal little, if we were all going to the pub, who would I text first?
Yeah, she would be down there.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, let's step away from NPCs.
Okay.
We're going to go for Cal Kestis from... What's the name of the game? It's not Force Unleashed, isn't it?
Is it Force Unleashed? Not the newer one.
Might be the newer one. He's in the last two, the latest two.
Ah.
Well, I say the latest. There's obviously more Star Wars games.
Oh, Cal. It's not Force Unleashed. It's like Jedi Survivor.
Yes, Survivor. Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Quite like him.
The Ginger Jedi.
And I love the poncho. And I love his little droid.
Always chose the poncho. You didn't have to choose the poncho, but I always liked
wearing it. Yeah, if you had the option.
Oh, I'd love to have a poncho.
Yeah, so would I. Why isn't it cool these days?
If I did have one, I'd just want to be Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there. That's the look I'm going for.
Yeah, legend.
I'd be wearing a hat.
Yeah.
And I'd have something hanging out the side of my mouth.
That isn't a cigarette. It would be lollipop.
Yes.
Lollipop.
Forever. No. That'd be one of those.
Blade of wheat.
It would be one of those candy cigarettes from years and years ago.
Yeah, I remember them. Yeah.
I don't even know if they sell them anymore.
I don't think actual cigarette styles. I think they're just like candy sticks.
Yeah.
And they're just, yeah.
Candy cane.
Candy canes, yeah.
Of a festive Clint Eastwood.
Festive Clint Eastwood, yeah.
Festive Blondie.
Bit of stubble. Yeah. Tash back a little bit.
Yeah.
See, youngins won't understand.
But it's so good. Yeah. Let's not get onto that because I love that film.
We'll do a deep dive and be here till 2 a.m.
I do love Good, Bad and the Ugly. Right, anyway.
Sorry, because he should be quite low down on the list because I don't. He's not like... So he's going to probably have to be in 10 because I've done 7, 8, 9 now, haven't I?
Yeah. And I think...
I do like him, don't get me wrong. This isn't a list. Number 10 doesn't mean I hate him. It's just, again, if I was going to text him to go to the pub, there's certain people I would message first.
Mm. I think as well, as much as you like him and you like playing along as him and you enjoy his character development in the sense that you get to develop his skills, and that's quite cool, you don't really get to know him in the same way.
Yeah, because you're all supposed to be him.
Yeah, you don't get that bond with him like you do with some of the other characters. So I get that. Should we have a little rundown then?
Yep.
Okay. Coming in, number 10, Cal Kestis.
Cal.
At number 9 is Rey. Number 7 is Ahsoka Tano.
Oh, no, nothing in number 8?
Not yet.
Okay.
There's always time.
There's always time.
Coming in, number 6, Mace Windu.
Windu Mace.
Number 5 is the Mr. Fister. Number 4 is the little green monster, also known as Yoda.
It is Yoda.
Yoda. And number 3 is Ezra Bridger.
Ezra Bridge.
Okay, so you've still got 1, 2, and 8 to go.
Here we go.
Right. The next one we're going to go for is... Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. See, you're gonna do me a cropper here, and you're going to be like, oh, Qui-Gon, Obi-Wan, and Plo Koon. And then one of those three legends has got to go number 8. Oh, hello there. Again, though, very, very good. But he's going to... Oh, I'm just scared now what you're going to put into the other choices. I'll put Obi-Wan in number 8. And I know he should be in number 1 or 2. But if...
No, wow, okay.
But if you're going to say... This is my choice here. If you're going to say Qui-Gon and Plo Koon, for example, Plo Koon is one of my favourites.
Yeah.
And if he's on the list... No. Obi-Wan's got to be in number 2. Number two. Obi-Wan in number 2.
Right, okay.
I'm holding out for a good number 1 here.
I was almost shocked. If you put Obi-Wan at number 1, I'd have been like, yeah, fine.
No, I know, but I...
And number 2, yeah, fine. Because if you put him as number 1, it's too late now, you're locked in, you can't change it. But if you put him as number 1, you can't be upset with that as a favourite.
No.
And number 2 would have just been, well, that's just the game, and it's still favourite. Okay.
Yeah, number 8 was a kick in the teeth. Sorry, Obi.
All right, so number two is Obi-Wan Kenobi. Okay, here we go. Ben Solo.
Ben Solo. Now, oh, but pre-nightmare days.
Now, this is an interesting one, and perhaps I shouldn't ask this one, because we don't really get to know him, do we?
Pre.
So perhaps...
But there are books and comics, but we both...
Have you read them all?
No, this is the thing. we both haven't looked into that side of Star Wars. So he is going to have to be number eight then.
We can stick him at number eight.
Because I don't know him that well.
And because he is down as Ben Solo and not Kylo Ren, I suppose that's kind of the...
Yeah, yeah. Just don't know enough about him. We only have that bit there. It would be interesting to read the comics or books about his sort of childhood and stuff, yeah.
Just that's interesting odd. That you prefer Ben Solo for Rey.
Wow.
Right, okay.
So who's left at number one then?
Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, you happy with that?
I'll take that. He is the chosen one.
He is the chosen one. Oh, he's supposed to be the chosen one.
Supposed to be.
He was his brother.
He was supposed to destroy the Sith, not join them.
Yes.
But however, let's put it this way. If Palpatine hadn't got his little claws in there, and during the Clone Wars seasons, stuff had gone right for Anakin, potentially, he would be the best of us. So I'm all right with Anakin being number one.
Yeah.
Because I can think of Anakin as, yes, he's really upset and troubled boy. Yeah, if Qui-Gon was still alive, like we've said, Anakin would be, you know, up there. I'm happy with that.
I think that's a fair thing to say. He was a teenage boy, and his emotions would be up and down and whatever. We can forgive him for the negative times before he even became Sith influenced.
Yeah.
Sith. No.
Before Palpatine got it off his little
So let's do the
A little recap, and I'll have it, and I'll rethink my life choices. And okay. Put Obi-Wan in number two.
So Anakin Skywalker. Should we go from number 10 down?
Go from 10 down.
Okay. So all right, pop pickers. Cal Kestis is number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Rey is number 9.
Rey Skywalker.
Ben Solo is number 8, pre-Kylo Ren. In number 7 is Ahsoka Tano. Mace Windu is in number 6.
Mm-hmm.
And Kit Fisto is in number 5.
Yeah.
Yoda is number 4. And now for your top 3. We've got Ezra Bridger.
Ezra Bridger.
And in number 2, strong showing, is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Hello
the top
there.
Of your charts this week, Anakin Skywalker.
Hello, Snips. Yeah, do you know what? Fine.
You happy with that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, should we have a little honourable mentions? These are some of the names which we didn't
read out. Yeah.
I have to try and choose people from all over the place, and there's one I would have liked to have put in, but...
Yeah, we didn't have a 20-strong list, did we? Well, blind rankings 20.
We could have done, but it would have been a long list and you would have forgotten where everything was.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had Plo Koon, who you were desperate for, but I denied you.
Yeah, if you've seen the Clone Wars people, that's because he helps carry the show sometimes.
Mm.
And because he's an alien, but he's... I don't know, you have to watch it to understand that he's actually a cool dude.
Yeah.
And I really liked him, and I like his character and stuff. Yeah, that's just me.
Count Dooku.
Yeah, loved him as well.
I really wanted to put him in.
Tales of the Jedi, Count Dooku, when he's struggling.
Yeah.
I love that human sort of input of it, yeah.
I just want to know more about Count Dooku. I think he was great.
Yeah, I'd love to see times when he was actually the Count. And he was and he was Yoda's little Padawan. Love to see that.
It would have been good, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Kanan Jarrus.
Kanan, he would have been number two or number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for his end scene on planet Star Wars. It's emotional, man.
Quinlan Vos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Qui-Gon Jinn, obviously.
Anakin.
Would have had to have been a strong show.
Yeah.
And Luminara Unduli.
Yep.
Revan.
Yep.
Revan. Bastila Shan.
Yep.
And Bala Ropal.
Mm.
Now, we omitted some of the other names as well because,
we both couldn't remember it on the spot.
Because there'll be some Jedi Council members that we just don't know. And
again, they'll probably be, they'll have passages in books that I just haven't, we both just don't have enough resource on.
I would have liked to have added Cloudhead, but I don't know what his name was.
Yeah, so, it's in the ether somewhere. No idea what his actual name is. Classic. Yeah. Good, so, little blind rankings. That I like doing them.
Yeah,
they're quite cool.
They're just a little bit of fun. They're just a little bit of light listening for people.
Yeah,
because sometimes we just get lost in our own rabbit hole of what happens if this? What happens if that?
Yeah.
If you can follow along with those episodes, then you're doing very well.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I know we do go off on some wild tangents.
So
now, we're just going to twist it a bit because you watched True Romance.
I did. You lent me True Romance last week and I watched it over the weekend on DVD.
How classic is that?
Had to get the Xbox out of the drawer because I don't play it anymore and plug it in to use the Blu-ray function. I felt like I was back in the Dark Ages.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, but I loved it. No adverts.
Yeah.
Because it went straight to title scene, press play. Great film. You can tell the time era it's from, but I love films like that.
Yeah.
And I love the quick scenes. And like I was telling you before, you know, obviously some people get shot. It's quite an intense film. It's not for youngins, let's be fair.
I mean, it starts off, it's not a slow film at all, but there's... It starts off as very kind of like, we're just going to ease you into this.
Yeah, you've got somebody here who doesn't do a lot.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he knows how to do everything.
But he's into film, he's into music specifically.
He works in a comic book store, doesn't he?
Yeah, he loves Elvis and he loves kung fu movies.
Yeah, yeah, absolute legend.
And this defines many, many people, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And also he works in a comic book place.
Yeah, you can't beat it. It's just, I don't know, it has the vibe of the film of the era, but I love it, you know. And when it does get intense and it's all loud and shouty, all right, first Bad Boys film, when they're all, it's that kind of really loud, you're struggling to hear because they want to make it as real as possible. When everybody's talking, you're going, I can't actually hear what he's saying,
but
you need to listen to hear what is being said, and you're like, this could be real life and it's really annoying, and it is.
This is why in all films, people don't talk over each other.
Yeah, because you need to listen.
Because it's something you don't... I think it's such a subtle thing and people don't realise it's happening, but people not in normal films, in the usual run of things, they say a line, then they say their line, and then they continue conversation, one line each.
Mm.
Like, we try and do it on the podcast when we're talking, because two people talking at the same time is the worst.
Yeah.
How can you understand what's going on if you've got two people talking all at once? Sometimes we do talk over each other, but it's very, very rare. Mm. But yeah, when you get scenes like that where they're so hectic and frantic,
yeah,
having people talking over each other just adds to that tension, because you're like...
It's stressful to watch.
Yeah, right.
But it's stressful in a good way. Because, especially the type of film that it is, you know, you've got these two youngsters. And I won't give it all away, because I think people should watch it and see it for what it is.
I mean, it is an old film. It's, what was it, 93 or something? And it's like, you know, must be like 20, 31 years old or something stupid.
I haven't got my glasses on. I don't even know how I'm looking. But as well, I love the film, because we were talking about this before, we were making a nice cup of tea, weren't we?
Yeah.
When people are shooting guns... In old films like that, it's over-exaggerated.
Yeah.
But it's good because it makes you think, oh, that gun's actually quite powerful.
Yeah.
And it's really loud.
And then all it is a little 9mm.
Yeah, but it's so loud. And then the blood that comes out, like I said, is just like watery food colouring.
Yeah.
And blood doesn't look like that, people. But it's the style of the film.
Yeah, and you're right, though. It's very 90s, isn't it?
Yeah, but I really enjoyed it. And I thought the storyline did flow quite well. And you understand how I don't know, it's just crazy how people get into these situations.
It just ramps up, doesn't it? Like, yeah. they don't want to be in that situation, but no. they just got drawn into it, and it's just, there's three or four different parties all involved.
It's yeah. And at the end scene, it's them, the cops.
And the mafia guys.
The mafia. And then, that's it then, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's those three at the end. But obviously, earlier on in the film.
Oh, and the film guys. So there is four teams of people.
Yeah, of course there is, yeah.
There's four teams at the end, all sort of gunning for each other, yeah. all over something that one young lad did at the beginning of the film.
Yeah.
And it's actually by mistake. And it's caused this entire tidal wave of shit for him. And then at the end, it's all happy endings. But it's all very, I liked it a lot.
And then the cast as well.
Oh. You wouldn't believe the names. You wouldn't believe the names that are in this film, even if it's only for 20 seconds.
I wonder if we took ourselves back to 1993 and watched this film for the first time, if we'd look at all those people in there and go, wow, it's them, or if it's just because we are now 30 years later looking back going, they've done loads.
Yeah, look at what they've done since then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, Gary Oldman, for one.
Unreal.
You see what he's done since then.
Yeah.
That's why I looked back and went, oh my God, it's Gary Oldman. Yeah.
Because
he's obviously Commissioner Gordon. He did
Tinker Tailor.
I should know, he saved our country. Cigar Matey.
Oh yeah, Winston Churchill.
That's his name. Oh Jesus, I'm sorry everybody, I should know. Should have known.
Yeah, he's Leon the Professional, another of the era.
Yeah, and it's just like
Star Wars Connection.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman's in there.
Yeah, Natalie Portman's in there.
How old is she? Like 12 or something.
Yeah, just something tiny.
Ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Samuel Jackson's in there. And he's just in every film.
What she should have done is met up with young Annie then.
He wasn't even born. He wasn't even conceived.
Instead of being really weird about it.
Yeah. Yeah, just met him there.
Samuel L. Jackson's in it.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken's in it.
Yeah.
Thing
is, even his dad's famous, but I can't remember the name of the actor.
It's Michael. No.
Can't remember.
Oh, he's such a famous person.
He is.
It's so irritating.
We're on the point now. Oh.
But yeah, Christopher Walken's in it. James Gandolfini, who is Mr. Soprano himself.
Christian Slater.
He's Clarence. He's the main guy, really.
Yeah. Dennis Hopper.
Yes, Dennis Hopper. That's
Brad Pitt's in it.
Brad Pitt's in it, yeah.
Yeah. Val Kilmer. Oh, he actually plays Elvis, but you never see his face.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't realise that was him.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, Michael Rapaport? I can't remember his name. The mate, Dickie.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Chris Penn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he's one of the cops. He's one of the FBI?
Yeah, he's one of the FBI, yeah. So is Saul Rubinick.
Oh, and speaking of those guys, did you notice when they were doing their... they'd wiretap the guy.
Yeah.
And they're listening on the headphones.
Yeah.
Same headphones you're wearing.
Yeah, they've been around for so long.
They're staples. They're quality headphones. I told you this when you got them.
Yeah, and this is why they're still up there. Jack Black's in it, apparently, although I can't remember seeing Jack Black. Although he would have been really young then.
Yeah. What's his character name?
It doesn't say.
Oh, okay.
Michael Beach. Yeah, Victor Argo. Yeah, there's just so many people in here you remember.
Mm.
You know, and you're going, oh my God. Yeah, loads of cool people. Tom Cruise, apparently. I don't think so, though. Unless he, you know, Bruce Willis.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing any of those people.
No, you know. But anyway, great cast, great film for its era. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
Like I say, though, it's a two-hour film. Because stuff was happening at home, it took me like 3.5 hours just to watch it. But again, no adverts because it's a DVD. Pressed pause, went and did what I had to do, come back, press play. Done.
There it is, yeah.
We're running out, you know, the human race is running out of ideas now. Take us back to DVDs.
Mm.
I'd love it. I used to love having a DVD player.
Do you know what I love is the menus?
Yeah.
And there is two films in particular that I love the menus for. And it's always disappointing. If you stream the film, you miss it. And those films are the Wayne's World films.
Wayne's World.
Because those DVD menus are like TV listings, and they've got some like nice little sort of music style in the background, and it's all, and it's going through, and then suddenly there's an advert pops up, and it's actually a trailer for the film, because it's on later, but it's right there on your list. It's just really smartly done.
You don't get that now.
You just miss all of that. It's just now it's like film bang. It's on.
Adverts first. You know, even though you've paid for the film. But you have to pay extra to have no adverts.
Well,
funnily enough. Really good film, Matt. I enjoyed it a lot.
I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad I kept it. It's one of the few actual physical copies I've got now of films.
Oh, actually, are they fake, though? What's your vibe on that? Because I'm... Me and Katie said that they've got to be.
What, on Patricia
Arquette? Alaska, yeah.
Alabama. No, I don't think so.
Because when she's led down, they would go to the side a bit.
Oh, but they didn't.
Yeah, they stay upright.
Oh, okay.
Just putting it out there.
I mean, I perhaps I wasn't paying enough attention.
Or maybe I shouldn't have been. It's Kate who brought it up anyway. She's like, oh, they're fake. I wasn't looking, darling, honestly.
Maybe I was just thinking, This is big Elvis.
Big Al. Yeah, it's a great film. Definitely recommend, guys. There's so many films that people aren't going to see now. You know, and I looked online the other day. I just randomly do this, like, when I'm having a conversation with people. And it's like 20 films you should watch.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all old films.
Oh, always.
And, you know, people today, even though they're not, they might only be a little bit younger than me, like by a year or two, but they haven't heard of half the films I've seen.
Do you know, I've got a perfect example of this, and it's a classic, and it's the next film I'm going to show the girls.
Yeah.
Today on Instagram, two separate posts from people that I follow, both referenced Leslie Nielsen.
Oh.
In fact, I sent you both of those things I saw. Completely separate accounts.
Yep.
So the next film they're going to see... is Airplane.
I
watched the trailer and I was laughing watching the trailer. It's so good. It's ridiculously good.
And how many people are going to say, never heard of it?
Oh,
even as classic.
Like, I know my girls have never heard of it, but I mean, the eldest is 11.
Yeah, let's be fair. I'm talking about people who are like 30 years old.
Oh, here, yeah.
All right. And so, they don't know.
No. But I can't wait to watch that film.
Yeah. That's going to be good.
Yeah. Oh, and he's Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
I mean, how he gets away with dad jokes, but being genuinely hilarious with them.
Yeah.
It blows my mind, because if you say the same joke.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that thing I sent you today was, it was his face superimposed in a Lord of the Rings meme.
Yeah.
And it said something like, have you seen the one ring? And he just replies, yeah, it's that gold shiny hoop.
Yeah.
But that's not important right now.
Yeah. That's not important right now. And then the other one where he's like, hey, you've got superpowers, but he's just punching. He's punching what's his face.
So I've
never seen that scene though that you sent me. And I've never seen it.
Is that Kevin Hart?
Yeah, younger.
Yeah.
Youngster. And that's Drake from Drake and Josh.
Yeah, which I'd never watched.
No.
Yeah, so I need to watch that. So that's, I think it's called Superheroes or something, or The Superhero.
Oh, is it? So, I've never seen it.
So he's been bitten by a dragonfly. So he's got powers from a dragonfly, but he can't fly.
Yeah, he can't fly.
And also he can't be hurt.
Yeah.
But there were,
It's just funny slapstick-esque, because when he stabs him, and then the knife comes away, Ben, he's like, oh, wow, that's crazy. Good job you are superhuman, because that would have killed you. And he's just punching Kevin Hart in the face. And he's like, oh, I'm invincible. Didn't see that, though, did you?
It just starts, doesn't it, with...
He shoots a staple gun at him, the nail gun.
He shoots a nail gun at him, and the young lady, he dodges it and grabs it in midair.
Yeah.
And he's like, how do you do that? And he's like, well... That's easy. Anybody can do that. And he looks at Kevin Hart and just shoots him.
Yeah, we should just go. And he's like, hey, you shot me.
Yeah, then he's like, I've been bitten by a dragonfly, but you can't land a punch on me. It's worded in a very specific way. You could throw 100 punches and couldn't land one.
And then he
punches, so he punches Kevin Hart and he's instead. Like,
oh, well. He gives him
the money, doesn't he?
Yeah, the $100.
Yeah. I love it. It's so simple.
It's so stupid, though, but it's so good.
Yeah, and it's just dad jokes.
Yeah.
But it's just done in such a way, and it's deadpan as well.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And I think that's what nails it.
Yeah.
If I was to say these jokes to people, they'd be like, oh.
No idea.
No.
Yeah, no idea.
Anyway, right. I'm going to wrap it up here.
Because we
could just keep going and going about random films for some time.
Yeah.
And we will continue these conversations maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
Lovely place to wrap up after all.
Sounds good.
A pleasure, as always, talking to you.
A pleasure, good sir.
I bid you adieu.
Bid you adieu.
Look after yourself.
I be good.
And stay out of the sand.